If a smile is worth a thousand words, then what is your smile saying? Are you portraying the look of being healthy, confident? Or is your smile feeling a little tired, a little broken down, and a little exhausted? Well, obviously, as a dentist, we want you to portray as much confidence, happy health, and joy as you possibly can. So it's my privilege to be here with you today. I'm Dr. Jill Wade, and I want to welcome you to Beyond Face Value Show. It is my honor, my pleasure to introduce to you one of my very best friends. We met the first day in dental school, Dr. Jodi Dana.
Thank you guys for being here. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I'm so blessed to be a part of this.
Absolutely. So we are super excited today, aren't we?
Yes.
We are here to talk about one of our most favorite things in dentistry.
Cosmetic dentistry.
Cosmetic dentistry. Smile design.
The best part of our job is taking people with those tired smiles, with those sad smiles, and making them just blossom to be what they've always wanted to be for themselves.
Absolutely. Yes. So I wanted to just take just a couple of minutes
Sure.
to explain to everybody watching and listening of why not every dentist is actually trained to do what we've been trained to do for how many years? Maybe we won't share with them how many years.
Let's not share that.
But a while now.
But we all go through dental school. Every dentist goes out there and they go through dental school. There's a curriculum that we follow. There's procedures that we need to learn how to do. But you have to make the decision about what you want to do once you get out. For us, it was about the cosmetics, the wellness portion of it. And we went through extra training in order to get through that.
We went through an AEGD training. That's Advanced Education in General Dentistry. And the beautiful thing about the program that we went through is we actually became even more specialist in general dentistry, in comprehensive dentistry. And back then, in those days, everybody that was training in cosmetic dentistry only did it through the schools.
That's correct.
And not in the dental school, but after you'd already gone out of school, you came back to the school specifically on weekends where you brought in patients and they were doing cosmetic dentistry together. In our program, in our residency, we were in charge of those programs.
We had to proctor it. Yeah. We had to be in there, but it really worked out to our benefit because not only did we get the education afterwards as far as the didactic portion of it, but we were hands-on with these doctors that are world-renowned dentists, and nobody got that experience, and we were just lucky.
And most of the people that were there learning were doctors 15 to 20 years out. We were brand new doctors.
Well, I want to say, you know, as far as our fellowship in the AGD, part of the curriculum in order for us to be a fellow of the Academy of General Dentists, you had to be out of school for 5 years, take a test, and have a certain number of continuing education hours. Well, we had all of that when we graduated from our grad program, and we had to wait 5 years because we had had so much education postgraduate.
Yeah, it just really is. I just want to share with you guys that not every dentist is capable of doing all of this comprehensive dentistry, really great smile designs. If there was one piece of advice that I could give to you is really get out there. If you're not obviously in the DFW Metroplex and can't come see us personally, then do your homework. Really look at people's portfolios and be sure that they actually do have a lot of experience doing cosmetic dentistry. I don't know how many cases you've done, but we have changed a lot of people's lives. Yeah. We have created and designed some beautiful smiles
Absolutely.
That, you know, every time, like, there's some things you do in life that are just a surgery or this or that or the other, but these kinds of things that you do, it's life-changing.
It's life-changing.
It becomes every memory of that person from that moment on, every photo, every, you know, wedding that you attend and the photos that are taken with that, that smile design becomes part of who you are.
Absolutely.
And every memory from then on, it's really life-changing.
And the consumer really doesn't know what to expect. You're trusting your doctor to know and have that training beyond that, but it is not wrong for you to go into a doctor's office and ask for before and after photos. Ask about how many cases that they've done. We love to show our smile
Absolutely.
Design. We love to show the cases that we've done. And for all of those that, all of you that maybe don't live in the Metroplex, you still come see us because we have plenty of patients that come to our office on a daily basis that live other places. So the location should not be a hindrance for you for that.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah.
And the last point I was going to make real quick before we move into this amazing smile design series, we're going to do a 3-part series. We're going to talk about the why, the how, and the when.
The when. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So just a quick question to wrap this part up. Have you really ever had anybody who's gone and moved forward with you in a smile design who's ever actually said, I wish I hadn't done this?
No.
Never.
Absolutely.
Me either.
No.
I've never had anybody ever look at me and go, I wish I hadn't done this.
No. No.
And it's kind of a funny joke in my own brain. I have patients who tell me about their hip replacements, okay? And I'll say, do you wish, you know, like, are you happy that you did your hip replacement? And they were like, I don't know why I didn't do it sooner.
Correct.
Okay. I have the same kind of, you know, discussions with patients after they've done their smile designs, after they've come back in and we've, you know, checked the last part of the bite and stuff. And they'll say the same thing. I don't know why I didn't do this years ago.
But you've also had patients that have had their cosmetic work done somewhere else that hasn't been successful.
This is true.
And not understanding the reasons why that wasn't successful and allowing them to talk to you about what's going on with them and changing their smile to one that is successful. And that, unfortunately, leaves the consumer of, yes, I was unhappy, but now I'm super happy and I wish that I had done more research. And that's what we want you guys to understand and know. The research has to be done by you. When you're making that much of an investment and that big of a change in your life, you have to do your research.
You made a great point, you know, beyond face value. So we're always going to share with you guys, what is the value and the investment in which you're going to make to do something that we're talking about? And what's the cost of not doing it?
Yes.
So while we're here, we might as well talk about that for just a second.
Absolutely.
I mean, a range of your investment for a smile design could vary greatly because it's really just based on how many teeth do you need to take care of or to change in order to get the results that you're looking for. But I would say in general across the country, you're looking somewhere between $1,500 to $2,500 per tooth. So the question then becomes, how many teeth are you looking at that need to be dealt with?
That's okay. Correct.
Now that's just an average range.
And
okay?
It is. And it also depends on what you're trying to accomplish.
Exactly.
Because some people are very happy with just having their anterior 6 done. But there's reasons behind that not working for you. And it's a conversation that you need to have with your doctor as what you're going to have that's going to give you the best possible scenario moving forward.
Absolutely. And we always talk about this. This is not just us telling you what to do.
No,
this is a partnership.
It is a partnership.
This is where you really need to take the time to share what you do like, what you don't like. We even talk about here, if I gave you a magic wand, what would you change about your smile? What is it that you don't like? What is it that you do like? Because to us, the majority of the smiles that we try to design are very natural and look like just a better version of you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that being said, there are some people out there who are looking for everybody to notice that they had veneers. And they want everybody to know when they walk into a room that they've had some work done. That's okay too. That's what we need to sit and talk about.
Yes.
That way, we always are coming up with a solution that fits you, your lifestyle, your wants and needs, and if we're going to be honest, your pocketbook too.
100%. And it also depends on whether or not it's something that we can do by ourselves, or do we have to bring in other specialists? Because we, on a daily basis, we're coordinating and working with our other specialists, whether it's a gum specialist, whether it's an oral surgeon, whether it's implants. It all goes together with smile design. So we take an approach that is encompassing of all the doctors that we work with.
Absolutely. And the way we learned that was all the way
all
back
the way
to
back.
Our education and training.
And the fact that with our education and training, Dr. Wade and I both have to do 75 hours of continuing education every single year. Well, guess where we spend our time? It's on cosmetics because that's what we love.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'm super excited to dive into this topic. Again, one of our biggest, most favorite topics to talk about in dentistry. And so we're just hoping that for you as a viewer or a listener, for you or a family member or a friend, please share these series of episodes to anyone and everyone that is interested in smile designs.
We are so excited for this series of the Beyond Face Value Show, and it's all about smile design. So I have here with me Dr. Dana and our health and beauty expert, Laura Lewis Edwards. Thank you for being here.
So happy to be here again.
So happy to be here. Absolutely. So our first episode in this series is all about the...
The why.
Why are we excited doing this? About smile designs?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Obviously, we know we've been doing this a lot of years, and so we have experienced the amazing results that people get and what that does to them both on the inside and on the outside. The outside, let's say, enhancement really changes them on the inside as well, creates confidence, and that goes... Probably that's my number one thing.
It can be life-changing.
It's life-changing.
It is life-changing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, Miss Laura, if you don't mind sharing with us, you have had and experienced a smile design change.
I have.
Previously.
Yes,
I have. And so what was your why behind doing that?
Well, I'm going to try to make it really succinct, but it's kind of twofold. First of all, I'll get to my experience with this lovely, wonderful, fabulous cosmetic dentist sitting beside me, besides you, is that I actually have an emotional side to this story. I was widowed when my daughters were only 6 and 3 years old. I was a young widow. And what I ended up doing, I had already been in the talk radio world and had done some TV and things like that. And an opportunity came up for me really soon thereafter for me to be on television. And when I went on television the first time, I had nice teeth, but I just, my confidence was down. I just, you know, life had really, you know, pulled a big one on me. And I had an opportunity to get my smile done. So I ended up going to somebody to get my veneers done. They were really pretty. I felt more confident, all that. But then later on, they just weren't, you know, what I really wanted. They weren't holding up very well. And then I meet lovely Dr. Mm-hmm. Jody Dana.
Well trained.
She, oh my goodness. And she said, you know what?
We're going to redo these.
We can do better.
We can do so much
and
better.
And so really that's what happened, how I came here to Dr. Dana, Jody. And, you know, the change for me was boosting in confidence. I just felt so much better about myself in general. I really needed that initial boost. And then having it really done and refined and saying, this is perfect for your mouth, your face, your structure. Because this is kind of complicated topic. Yeah. That's why you guys
That's
have broken
why we're
it
here.
Up.
Yeah. Yes. Into we several... want people to understand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the last part, and I tell this to people, I go, you know, it's so awesome about having my smile makeover too and having new veneers was that I had very sensitive teeth to cold, to whatever. And it was like putting armor on my teeth. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm ready to get my lowers done.
Yes.
And so we're going to actually.
We're doing that tomorrow.
We're actually going to do that tomorrow.
We're doing
talk about timing.
We'll be filming all of that.
Yes. And this is really the opportunity to give everybody a sneak peek on the backside of what really is going on,
Absolutely.
What we think. What our patients think, how it's presented, and what we need from you. Because we can't do these unique smile designs because everybody's different.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. Everybody looks different. Everybody wants something different. Everybody functionally maybe needs something different. So how do we pick and choose what that is? Well, part of that is our job as professionals and trained well, but part of it is you guys being able to do your homework and being able to tell us what you don't like or what you wish was different or that you have sensitive teeth. You know,
right.
All these things are super, super important. And so I'm going to let Dr. Dana just kind of roll with this.
Sure.
And we're just going to talk about the why. Why are we going to do these things in the first place? Why would we even think about it?
So you have a patient that comes into the office and they have these preconceived notions that they want a bigger smile, a brighter smile, a way to do it. Well, the first thing I always do, and I know that you do too, Jill, is I always ask, what don't you like about your smile? What can you tell me that you would like to change about it? Because people see all the stars on TV or they see things from other people and they're like, well, I want my teeth to look like that. Well, sometimes that doesn't work. So it's about educating the consumer. It's about letting them know the why behind that might not be where you need to be. Same with color. People say, I want the whitest that you got. But do you really want the whitest that you have? Because you have to transition them with the whites of your eyes, the type of makeup that you wear, the skin coloring. It's very intricate as far as making those decisions. So part of what we do at the very beginning is educating you guys. We want you to understand what we're doing, why we're doing it that way, because every effort that we make is a joint effort between the patient and us, the lab that's doing the work. And if you're not communicating with them, you're going to end up with the result that isn't what you're wanting or what you envision.
Exactly. And when you are investing in a new smile design, don't you want the end result to be exactly what you had hoped and dreamed for?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I say that to the patient. You are making an investment in your life and your lifestyle. So you want it to be the best and last the very longest that it can possibly take.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, we could go on for years about that. Making it last.
Yes.
We love cosmetics and we love for you to look great. But sometimes what you want may not actually function in your mouth quite right.
Function.
So again, we have to follow function and the cosmetic principles that we've learned so much.
And the reason Dr. Wade is talking about function is you can make someone have longer teeth. They say, oh, I can't see my teeth when I smile. Well, we can make longer teeth, but if you don't have the ability to handle those in your mouth, guess what's going to happen? They're going to pop off. They're going to break. And that's all a service of function. And you have to make sure that you function first and the cosmetics comes afterwards. But if you're doing the job the way that is necessary to begin with, you're going to understand that the function comes along with the cosmetic aspect of it.
Right.
So for me, that goes into the why. But let's talk about, like, who really is a candidate? How do we figure out who is a candidate for what?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's a candidate.
Everybody is a candidate.
Everybody's a candidate. Mm-hmm. It depends on what you're a candidate for.
All right.
So
and what you want.
Exactly. So the patient comes in.
Well,
we
how
sit
about that?
There.
They call you. Do they call
you? Yes, we start off with the new patient interview. When the patient calls into the practice, we have a script that our team follows in order for us to get as much information about that patient at the very beginning. So when Dr. Wade and I walk into the room, we already have an idea of what that patient wants from us. And it is, yes, we look at your teeth. Yes, we lean you back. Yes, we see what's going on in your mouth. But first we sit up and we're facing you face to face and we're having a conversation with that patient about who they are, what they do, what's important for them, what are they trying to accomplish? Because you can get a lot of information just from listening to what the patient wants. And that doesn't mean that they know or understand the process. That means that they have an idea of what's important for them or what they think they want.
Absolutely. And, you know, all these years, we've always, as dentists, felt like the only way that we could do that interview is face-to-face.
Yes.
And let's not lie, we love it more face-to-face because we get to feel your energy. Mm-hmm. We get to be involved with you in the room. And I just think there's something very unique and special about that. However, with this little thing called Zoom these days, it has really opened up a whole nother level of us being able to connect with patients and to do some of those initial interviews. We call it teledentistry.
That's correct.
Teledentistry hasn't honestly always been around. So nowadays we can by law actually do some of that initial visiting and informational consultation through Zoom and teledentistry.
And it's an amazing opportunity. You know, if anything COVID taught us is that we can do some of our work outside of the office. Obviously, we can't prep your teeth without you being in there.
Right.
But it gives you the opportunity to get to know us,
right,
to get to know what our office looks like, what our values, what our morals are, because that is important. Is your doctor sitting there having a conversation with you? Are they spending time with you? Is it in and out? Then you're not going to get the answers to the questions that you have in a manner to which makes you feel comfortable with them. Yeah. And if that doctor isn't spending that time with you, that's not who you need to be seeing.
Right.
Because if you're not understanding the process, they're not going to last.
Well, I was
Ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to last.
Well, I was going to mention that too, because just as a consumer, mm-hmm. because I admire both of you so much and your practice is amazing. It's just top notch all the way from the moment you walk in the door just to the whole experience. But the most beautiful part is when one of you comes into the room and you are interested, you do care, and you're looking at a lot more than just like the tea, right? You're looking
Absolutely.
At, and you're listening, and you're doing, and you, and I think I feel very taken care of mm-hmm. And heard. And that is important, because I don't think, and I can say this just as a consumer, that I don't think that that experience is all too common among many dentists across the country. And I don't want to be, you know, put them down, but it's really important. You guys know how important it is to have that patient connection from the get-go. And to make sure that you're not like, well, you know, you're not going to do what you want.
Right.
You're going to do what they want along with what you say
Absolutely.
With your guidance.
Mm-hmm. And I really like appreciate that. You sharing that
I
because
know.
I really do think that's part of, you know, what we take pride in is that we do make every effort to create an experience for the patients because this is life-changing and we value that very, very much and take that very, very seriously.
And the fact that we want you to be our patients for as long as we're doing dentistry. Yeah. So we want you to be prideful of the work that we've done on you. We've also want you to be prideful to go out into the public and tell people, hey, Dr. Wade, Dr. Dana did my veneers, but we want it to be a good experience for the future. It's not just about putting those veneers in there and you have a beautiful smile and we never see you again. It's relationship building. And Jill and I have had patients that have been in our practice almost 30 years. I saw a patient today that I've had since she was 6 years old.
Oh.
So, and we both cried.
I
so it's an amazing experience to become not only the dentist and give them something that they love and they want, but we're a part of their world and a part of their lives.
I'm curious. I have a question for both of you. What are some of the common things that you've heard about the whys from your patients or soon-to-be patients who are getting a smile makeover? What are you have any particular ones that come to mind besides what I just said would happen to me?
I'm
curious.
Now that my age is getting older, I'm attracting patients that are closer to my age. So what is happening to a lot of patients that I'm seeing these days is either they're looking for someone to redo something that they've already had or a little bit of something that they've already had, and they're seeing what could happen if they maybe think a little bit bigger, a little bit broader. But also the breaking, chipping, or wearing down of the front teeth, making them really look older than they really feel.
Is that true?
That make sense?
Well, yes. Is it true when they grind down that this even get
all
happens?
Kinds of wrinkles?
Something
right here.
Happens here.
After many years of chewing your food over and over and over, guess what happens to those teeth? And if you're a grinder or a clincher, you're exacerbating that happening very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people come in and they're overclosed. So they have wrinkles around their lips. They have wrinkles around their face and the back. And that's because they've lost structure.
So
and
when you, I'm so sorry, I got to jump in and ask, what do you mean overclosed?
Yes. So your teeth are a certain height
mm-hmm.
when God gave them to you to begin with.
Right.
And over the years of functioning and eating and chewing or grinding or clenching, they wear down. So when your teeth get smaller, guess what happens? You're overclosed, and it creates a lot of wrinkles in your face.
And you
for us
look,
women, we don't want that.
No, you can look pretty grumpy.
Yeah,
too.
You
right.
look like you're that
pretty grumpy. Yes,
RBF.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Absolutely. I wish we could market on that a little
exactly.
bit more. I just don't think
we
it might go over
that.
In public
I don't
so
think
much.
We can do that, but
it's so
true.
True.
It is.
We make people look happier on the outside and on the inside. And that's when you really have made a home run with a smile design.
Well, and another reason people choose to do smile designs, I just recently restored somebody that has gone through a divorce. He was married for many, many years, and he's gone through this divorce, and he has been very depressed for many years, and he was ready to get back out into the dating world. And he was like, I want my teeth done. I don't know what I need to do, but I want my teeth done. And I said, okay. So we talked about it and we discussed what would be best for him, what he was trying to accomplish. He's in the dating world, guys. He's in the dating world and he's so, so excited. He left my practice the day we put everything in and he had his first date that night.
Oh,
I'm super excited for him.
That's so fun.
Now that's,
that was confidence.
I have a funny little story too. So I had in one year, I had four men who were not married, not even dating at the time, did their smile designs. All four of them by the end of the year either were married or engaged to be married.
Goodness.
I was like, look at me.
It's confidence building.
It is.
And it's not just for women. It's for men.
Yeah.
It's for everybody.
Sure.
It really is.
Yeah.
And even younger people, sometimes people say, well, why are you putting veneers on somebody that's younger? You have no idea what their teeth look like before.
Right.
If they've grown up in a rural area, had well water, and they're super dark or tetracycline staining, and that's hindering them from being the person that they want to be, heck yeah, I'm going to put them on there.
Exactly. Right.
If you know, that's going to make them a better and feel better about themselves.
Right. And that leads into another part of the why aspect of it is because I know just by things I've researched and all that, and of course, my own experience is that when you have a wider smile or healthier looking smile, you really do emanate health and vitality, as well as this confidence that is brought to you, that you're like, I can smile beautifully and not be self-conscious. But it is scientifically proven, right?
Totally.
That if you all have this smile that is truly white and lovely looking, that you might get the job and somebody else doesn't. That,
I've
right?
had multiple CEOs who have come to get smile designs and makeovers specifically because someone in their company said either they were being seen by too many people and their smile wasn't strong enough. And we call it, for men specifically, a power smile. Mm-hmm. They needed a better power smile because subconsciously, it shows power.
It does.
And so I've seen people get jobs, get promotions because they get their power smiles. And again, going back to Zoom, I think Zoom did one thing for the public. They were seeing themselves in their meetings.
Yes.
And they were seeing what they were portraying when they were speaking or when they were presenting. And a lot of people were super, super happy right after that to have the mask on and really cover up that until they got Invisalign or straightened out the crooked teeth or whitened the teeth or did a full-on 100%. Smile design.
Absolutely.
Right? So that's the why behind things. And there's so much to it, as you can tell. I mean, we could go on forever.
Yeah.
But what is also important is that we understand your why and we create some type of situation in the office that you can begin to talk to us, share with us what you want or what you would like to see changed. But I think the best way to allow you to understand what your possibilities and what your opportunities are is if we can do something to let you see what kind of results you could anticipate. And we really do that about three different ways. We have digital scanning that we can look at your mouth in three dimension in there in front with you and move that around and show you kind of what's going on right now and what we think we could fix. We also do this through wax ups, which we'll talk about here in just a minute after we've kind of diagnostically figured out what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have another way, which is to actually take photographs of you and then digitally image the new look in your face and in your smile. And one or multiple of those ways, depending on what's going on, we can really give you an idea of what your magic wand would look like on your face and in your mouth while you're making that decision.
It's all about the technology that we have that available in the office, whether it's AI technology or Smilefy technology, the diagnostic wax up. The diagnostic wax up, if for anybody that's out there that is contemplating doing this work, the diagnostic wax up gives you a perfect example of what your teeth are going to look like after you're done. And I would not personally ever have anything done without having that because people have, again, a preconceived notion of what they're getting. This allows them to be able to see what their teeth could look like.
Yeah. So we're really kind of teeter-tottering right there on the why and the how. Mm-hmm. So let's do this. Let's take a little break.
Sure.
And let's move on to the exciting how, because we are dentists. We love to talk about the details, so we'll spare you some of the true dental talk, but we're going to try to make it as simple and as possible as we can, and that's why we have Ms. Laura here.
Thank
so that she can
Laura.
Be sure to ask those layman term like, questions, what does that actually mean, guys? So let's take a little break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about the how.
Also, to help us grow and expand our reach, be sure to like and subscribe to this show on YouTube, or your favorite podcast platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever you prefer. Just remember, it's time to live your legacy now. I'm Dr. Jill Wade, and this has been the Beyond Face Values Show. Until next time.